South Dakota Bankers Association Legislative Update, February 15, 2024. After the sixth week and the 25th legislative day, the next notable date is February 21, known as Crossover Day. This is the last day to pass bills or joint resolutions by the House of Origin. Updates on bills we have been tracking can be viewed below. House Bill 1118, an act to revise unclaimed property provisions. This bill was recently introduced by Representative Tony Van Huysen, District 13, to require all operational expenses for unclaimed property to be paid from the general appropriations in the General Appropriations Act. This bill is scheduled for a hearing today, February 15. No updates currently available. The SDBA will continue to monitor. Senate Bill 38, an act to amend the amount a merchant or place of business may assess against return checks. This bill was introduced by Senator Michael Roll, District 1, that allows a merchant or place of business to post a notice stating that a fee will be assessed against return checks. The change to this statute increases the fee from $40 to $60. This bill passed the Senate Commerce and Energy Committee with a 9-0 vote and subsequently passed out of the Senate 29-0. The House Commerce and Energy Committee passed this measure out of the committee with a 12-1 margin and the full House by a vote of 50-16. Having passed both bodies, this measure was delivered to the governor and signed on February 5th. Senate Bill 58, an act to revise provisions regarding money transmission. This bill had its first reading in the Senate Commerce and Energy Committee and was introduced by the South Dakota Department of Labor and Regulation at the request of the Director of Banking. This is a repeal and replace bill to remove inefficiencies from the process of licensing and supervision of money transmitters. It implements a model law developed between the state and industry to achieve a higher degree of coordination between states. Banks remain exempt under this model language. After the introduction of this bill, the South Dakota Division of Banking offered an amendment to clarify certain provisions of this measure and was introduced as an Amendment 58B. This bill passed the Senate Commerce and Energy Committee with an 8-0 vote and the Senate floor vote of 29-2, and had its first reading before the House Commerce and Energy Committee, and that hearing is scheduled for February 21st. The SDBA is monitoring. Senate Bill 95, an act to exempt one motor vehicle of a debtor from being taken by the legal process. This bill, recently introduced by Senator Liz Larson, District 10, provides an additional carve-out for one motor vehicle, not to exceed $5,000, would be exempt for each debtor. This bill was assigned to the Senate Judiciary Committee, and its hearing was held on February 13th. This measure was sent to the 41st day, subsequently killing this measure with a 5-2 vote. The SDBA testified in opposition to this measure. House Bill 1161, an act to regulate the acceptance of a central bank digital currency. This bill was brought by the SDBA with Representative Mike Stevens, District 18, as its prime sponsor in the House, and Senator David Wheeler, District 22, as prime sponsor in the Senate. This measure is intended to prohibit the state of South Dakota from accepting a central bank digital currency as a form of payment. The genesis of this bill stems from the debate regarding the adoption of the 2022 amendments to the Uniform Commercial Code during the 2023 legislative session. This bill hearing was February 2nd and passed out of the House State Affairs with a 13-0 vote. This measure was placed on the consent calendar and passed the House with a vote of 64-1. This bill was heard before the Senate State Affairs Committee on February 14 and passed out of the committee with an 8-1 vote and subsequently passed the Senate with a 32-1 vote. This measure will be delivered to the governor for her consideration and signature. The SDBA testified in support of this measure. House Bill 1163, an act to amend the provisions of the Uniform Commercial Code. This measure was initiated by the South Dakota Retailers and the South Dakota Chamber, along with support from a number of South Dakota business lobbies, including the SDBA. This bill is to amend the provisions to update the Uniform Commercial Code regarding digital assets. Representative Mike Stevens, District 18, is the House prime sponsor, with Senator David Wheeler, District 22, as the prime sponsor in the Senate. This bill has been assigned to the House State Affairs Committee. The bill hearing was held February 2nd, passed out of the House State Affairs Committee with a 12-1 vote. This measure was debated on the House floor on February 5 and passed out of the House with a 44-21 vote. The Senate State Affairs Committee heard this bill on February 14 and passed out of committee with an 8-0 vote. This measure will now go before the Senate for consideration. The SDBA is supportive of this measure. Senate Concurrent Resolution 603 opposes the adoption and development of a central bank digital currency. This resolution serves as an additional point of emphasis in support of House Bill 1161, an act to regulate the acceptance of a central bank digital currency. Concurrent Resolution 603 passed in the Senate Commerce and Energy Committee with an 8-1 vote and passed the Senate by a 32-1 margin and the House by a margin of 69-0. The SDBA testified in support of this measure. House Bill 1199, an act to repeal certain provisions of the Uniform Commercial Code. This bill was introduced by Representative Auk, District 18, and intends to repeal specific language to Article 8 of the Uniform Commercial Code that deals with investment securities. This measure was heard before the House State Affairs Committee on February 7 and was defeated by 11-1 vote, sending this bill to the 41st day, killing this bill. Although House Bill 1199 was sent to the 41st day in committee, the bill's sponsor invoked Joint Rule 7-7, known as a smokeout. This rule requires one-third of the House to support the motion to reconsider, needing a total of 24 votes to reconsider and support the motion of a smokeout. The members of the House supported the motion by the sponsor, receiving greater than one-third, therefore sending the bill back to the House State Affairs Committee for reconsideration. The committee, in turn, sent this measure back to the House with a do-not-support recommendation by a 12-1 margin. Today, February 15, the second part of the smokeout rule requires 50% of the body to calendar the bill for debate on the House floor. The motion failed by a margin of 41-26. This measure is dead. The SDBA testified in opposition of this measure. House Bill 1247, an act to provide consumer protection through fair access to financial and insurance products and services. This bill was introduced by Representative Auk, District 18, intends to protect consumers from discrimination by financial institutions based on unsafe and unsound practices. This bill was heard before the House Commerce and Energy Committee today, February 15. The bill sponsor requested the bill to be tabled, claiming it is not ready for prime time, noting defeat of the bill. The bill sponsor plans to bring similar legislation back during the 2025 legislative session. The SDBA opposed this bill. Senate Bill 211, an act to revise notarial acts. This bill was introduced by Senator Wheeler, District 22, and intends to allow for any document to be recorded or filed in a register of deeds office to include electronic signatures executed and notarized in accordance with the requirements of the bill. The SDBA testified in favor of this bill and passed out of the Senate Judiciary with a 7-0 margin and passed the Senate 33-0. This measure will be heard in the House Committee on Judiciary. The SDBA testified in support of this measure. House Bill 1231, an act to place restrictions on the ownership of agricultural land. This bill was introduced by Representative Wagness, District 23, and intends to place restrictions on ownership of ag land by foreign entities that are known adversaries of the United States. This bill has been assigned to the House Agriculture and Natural Resources Committee and passed out of committee with a 12-0 vote and the House by a margin of 61-6. This will be heard before the Senate Ag and Natural Resources Committee. The SDBA is currently monitoring. This summary concludes week 6 of the 99th legislative session in Pierre. To learn more and remain engaged about the 2024 legislative session, visit the LRC webpage at sdlegislature.gov. The legislature provides live and archived audio of committee hearings plus Senate and House floor debates. To access both the live and audio feed and archived audio files, visit sd.net. For specific calls to action and to effectively send an email to a specific senator or representative, go to sdlegislature.gov/legislators/contacts/69 and click on a legislator's email address. Legislators are inundated with emails, so to make sure your voice is heard, only contact legislators who represent your district and note you're one of their constituents. For those of you who were able to join us yesterday for the SDBA Legislative Day, thank you. We know the winter weather created challenges and cancellations, but we look forward to hosting you again next year for the 2025 SDBA State Legislative Day. Have a great weekend.